Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Sharia of Rum Eon HaParsha series. Baruch Hashem, we are holding in Parshas Yisroi. Of course, Yisroi is a gepakta parsha with so many mitzvahs. And even in the mitzvahs of Yisroi, we have the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Tzivuyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Klal Yisrael Bahar Sinai. And in fact, it's quite difficult to choose one mitzvah out of all the amazing, beautiful mitzvahs that we have in Yisroi and to shtel on. But l'chayra, if there was in fact one mitzvah that we would choose, likely we would choose the most critical and fundamental mitzvah of all mitzvahs, and that is the mitzvah of Emunas Hashem. And in Mitzvah today we will go over the inyanim of Emunas Hashem. We'll go over three basic inyanim to hopefully give us some comprehensive overview of this most critical and fundamental foundational mitzvah. If you look at the chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Hei, he brings this as a mitzvah, Marmaka number one, Mitzvahs ha'amonas b'metzias Hashem Yisbarach, a mitzvah to believe in the metzias, in the reality, in the existence of the Eibishter. If you look at the Rambam in Maromaka number 2, which is mitzvah Aleph, the Rambam also says, similar to the Chinuch, mitzvah Aleph, hi hatzivui asher tzivanu b'hamonas ha'lakos, to believe in Hashem, v'hu shenamen shiyei sham ila v'siba, he elevated everything, he created everything, he's the source of everything, it's always important to point out the discrepancy in how the Chinuch and the Rambam are moina their mitzvahs, even though very often they have similar descriptions of the mitzvahs. The Chinuch goes, of course, api seder ha-parshiyos, Breishis, Shmais, Vayikra, and in each of the Svarim, he goes through the mitzvahs. So Yisrael is mitzvah Chaf Hei, is Emunas Hashem. However, the Rambam does not base it upon the chronology as they appear in the Torah, but l'chayra he bases it in clusters and in groups, and in the beginning, mitzvah Aleph is the most foundational mitzvah, and therefore it only appears in Parashas Yisroi, but he's meina as mitzvah Aleph. Akapanim, the Rambam and the Chinuch in 1 and 2 both bring the mitzvah of Emunah as a definitive mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs. However, if you look at the Ramban in his Hasagus on the Rambam, he already brings what perhaps is the well-known shita of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag. Says the Ramban in Marmaka number 3, V'im kol zeh re'isi the Baal HaHalachas Shlo Yimne Oysa Mitzah Michal Taryag. The Bahag argues on the Rambam, argues on the Chinuch, and it is not included in the Taryag mitzvahs. And of course, at first glance, it is quite jarring. How could it be that Emunas Hashem is not included in the Taryag mitzvahs? So if you look at the Ramban in the Hemshech, he really explains this. And it says, mitzvahs are actions, but beliefs cannot be included. V'hanira midaita, Marmaka number 4, shel bal halacha, she'en minyan taryag mitzvahs, elek zeroysa v'is'ala she'goz erlina lasais, to do, o'y minana she'loy lasais, or not to do. Aval hamuna b'mitzvusa yis'ala she'haydiya elina b'oysa se'mosim v'gila shechina, leinin hu ikar v'hasherish. It is the foundation, it is the fundamental source, shebimenu nolda ha-mitzvahs, where everything comes out of, it is a prerequisite, it is the foundation that the building rests upon, but it itself is not a mitzvah. Lo yimne b'cheshbon, and he brings a mamar chazal that says there's kabbalas malchus, and there's asiyas gzeresa, that's accepting the kingdom, accepting the kingship, and then doing the commandments of the king. So the commandments are the king, are the mitzvahs, but accepting the kingship, accepting the ruler of the melech, that is not in fact a mitzvah. And that is a very important shtel. So we have the shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch, that it is a mitzvah. We have the Ramban bringing the Bahag that it's not a mitzvah. And we have the explanation of the Ramban, why is it not a mitzvah? It is a prerequisite. It is not an action or preventing an action, and therefore it is not included in a mitzvah. However, if we look a little further, Marmaka number 5, 6, 7, and 8, even when the Rishonim agree that there is a mitzvah of Emunah, but we see a discrepancy in the way they bring the mitzvah. The Rambam says in Marmaka number 5, like we said earlier, V'hu shenamen shiyesham ila v'siba hu poyelech ala mitzayim v'ramo aneich Hashem alakecha. We have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, he's the foundation of everything, and he makes everything, he created everything, and he exists. However, if you look at the smak in Maamaka number 6, he actually says a little differently. It doesn't have to do with the creation or the reality or the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. Rather, it's really more focused on the Hashkacha Pratis. Says the smak, In Mitzvah Aleph also, he also goes according to the chashivas of the mitzvahs, and not like the chinuch in the chronology as they appear in the Torah. Leida she'oisei shebara shamayim va'aretz, hu levado moishel mala umata uvedal ruchois, kedechsev anechi Hashem Elokecha. So the smak is mavur has to do with knowing that he who created the heavens and the earth, he himself rules everything, and he controls everything in all four corners of the world. So where the Rambam, it is believing in the existence and fundamental nature of the Eibishter, lefi the smak, it's more in the way he relates to our world, that he is Meishal Umala in the entire Dalet Ruchos of the world. So a slight differentiation, but there is a significant differentiation nonetheless. And if you look at the Pirush on the bottom of the smak, Mar Maka number 7, he makes the shtel. Pirush Eloi Masar Es Hanhagas Ha'olam La'achar Shebar Lidei HaMazalos. It could be that someone would believe that Hashem made the world, but then he gave it over to intermediaries. Says the smak, that's the mitzvah, to believe that's not the case. Elohu ba'atzmai ha'maisha v'hamanig. However, Harambam, with Sefer Mitzvah, is perish kavanas ha'chkra da'tzivuhu al ha'muna mitzvah yisborach, v'ushe bora es ha'ilo. So the smak is one stage after the Rambam. The Rambam Muna is believing that Hashem made the world, and the smak is believing that Hashem runs the world. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world and runs the world. The question is, what is Mitzvah Aleph? If you look at Marmaka number 8, which is really a totally different knetch, that is the shita of the smag. Says the smag, 8, Mitzvahs asei l'ha'amin ki oisei shenasa lanu es ha'tayr bahar sinai ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu hu Hashem elokeinu shod tzi'ara mi'mitzrayim shenema anaychi Hashem elokecha asher ha'tzeishicha me'eretz mitzrayim. It's not an emunah in believing that Hashem made the world. It's not an emunah in believing that Hashem runs the world. Rather, it's an emunah that the same Eibishter that gave us the Torah at Har Sinai is the same Eibishter that took us out of Mitzrayim. So we're equating two actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we believe both of them were performed through the Eibishter. And this is Mitzvah Aleph as well. So we have three different kenachas in what is the first mitzvah. Is it believing that He exists and created the world? Is it believing that He continuously runs the world? Or is it believing that He who took us out of Mitzrayim is also the one who gave us the Torah in Har Sinai? Three different knaches, all again not like the Bahag, who doesn't have this Bechlal as a mitzvah. So that's the second shtel. The third shtel is a very beautiful Nakuda, and it requires a little bit more Tiefkeit, and we'll try just to give us the basic understanding of this Yesod. The Rambam says in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, like we saw, the mitzvah is Amonas Helikos. But if you look at Marmaka number 9, which is the way he brings it in Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't use the word emuna, belief. He uses the word yediya, knowledge. Yesod HaYesodos V'Amor HaChachmos Leida SheYesham Matzushim, to know there was an initial creator, V'Hu Mamti Kol Nipnta, and from him everything else is created. So if you look at the Yad HaChazaka, the Lashon is Yediya. If you look at Marmaka number 10, we brought it again just for the order, Mitzvahs Aleph, which is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Asher Tivanu B'Hamanas Elokos, V'hu Shenamin She'esham Ila V'Siba. So is the mitzvah Yediya, is it knowledge, or is it belief and faith? And if you look at the Maaseh Rekeach in Yad HaChazaka, he seems to really machavek or ignore the Lashon of Emunah, and he says the entire mitzvah is just yediyah. Says the Rakech in Marmaka number 11, V'loi kasev l'ha'amin. No, he did not write in the Yad HaChazaka, which is the Halacha Sefer, Emuna. L'fi she'ikar ha'mitzvah hi ayedei ha'yediyah ha'amitis. It's to know these facts. Who's the precedent for that? K'derech she'osa Avram Avinu ala ha'shalom. So it's interesting that the Rokeach seems to really not make the diuk in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is Emunah. And he says, little shver in the Rokeach, because the Lashon, like we remember Dayak so simply, in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Hamanas Elokos. So it's true, maybe the Ikar is Yediya, but one has to be Maidel Chayra. If you learn the Rambam Kipshutai, there's also an aspect of Emunah. But Akapanam Lahalacha, the Rokeach learns the mitzvah is Yediyas Hashem. It's knowledge of Hashem and not faith in Hashem. I will conclude with the very famous Shvua, which is interesting. I actually found it this time in from Avada Yosef, so it's Geshmak to be Mitzarif, this to Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav. We don't have that too many times together. That this seemed to be this bother of the Brisker Rav. Is it Yediya or is it Emuna? What is the mitzvah? L'chayra hadvarim seisrim. So if you look at Maram Raka number 12, we'll read it inside. U'mevi'em shahagriz shalas aviv hagrachs alaveitchek shaylezu. The Brisker Rav, the Rav asked the Shaya to Reb Chaim, what's the mitzvah? Is it Emuna, which is mashma in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, or is it Yediya, like it's mashma in the Yad HaChazakah? V'heishiv, they're both part of the mitzvah, but there's two components to the mitzvah. There's two chalakim to this mitzvah. Many mitzvahs have two components. Tzitzis, for example, has two components. It has tchilis and lavad. It's one mitzvah, but it's two different chalakim of the mitzvah. Now, agav orcha, some mitzvahs are two different mitzvahs entirely, like tefillin, shal yad, and shal roish. But here, it's two components of one mitzvah, like tzitzis, and maybe like dalet minim, the heishiv. Shebiyad hachazaka medober al ma shebnei adam yichaylin litfois b'sichlam. In the halacha sefer, and hachazaka, which is what people can do, it has to do with what our mind, what our intellect is able to understand, able to grasp. Shebezet trichim lahagia ladrager sel yediya. You have to come to the madrega of yediya, of knowledge. Whatever you can know, that is included in the mitzvah. That's yad hachazaka. Like he says, that is what the Rama is Myrich in Yad HaChazaka, how you do it. You look at the world, you look at the creation. Like Avram said, how could there be all this entire world without somebody who created it? That's Yediya. That's proving it empirically or knowing it empirically. In Sefer Mitzvahs, it's things that are beyond the grasp of our knowledge, beyond the realm of human intellect. Certain things you have to believe. We just can't understand. He's lamala mizman. What does that mean? These are things we can't be typhus because we live in a time and space-bound world. So there's both emuna and there's yediya. Another sprach, which I think is from Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim, is emuna begins where yediya ends. At the end of yediya, that's where emuna starts. So either Knech you have it, the way it's brought over here, or the other Eifin, they're both chalakim of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem and a mitzvah of Emunas Hashem, and that would be the Hasbro to understand the two diyukim in the Lashon of the Rambam. So we had a Shaila, what's the first mitzvah? Is it Emunah or is it not? Rambam, Chinuch, Ramban, and Bahag. Which Shaila, what is the mitzvah? The Rambam, the Smag, the Smak. And with a Shaila is the mitzvah Emunah Yediyah, with the Rekeach and Rechaim. Everyone should have a tremendous Hatzlacha and a wonderful Shabbos.